Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Today, I want to talk to you about a post I've been working on for 2 years. Yes, I've been working on writing this post for 2 years. First of all, because it's not really completely home organization related. And secondly, because it's kind of an out-of-the-box thinking as far as everyone I run into. So here's the deal. I am a super, super productive and goal-oriented person. Shocking, I know. You all know that already. But in order to be super productive and goal-oriented and really achieve what I want to achieve, a lot of times that involves other people, either hiring people for my business or outsourcing tasks in our home to other people, or deciding things aren't going to get done at all, or eliciting family help, or just getting people to buy into whatever crazy idea I'm up to next. Yes, I know, I have a lot of crazy ideas. So I'm always moving, always thinking, always doing, and always busy, but I'm always very, very focused on what my next goal is. And I learned over time that you can be busy doing a lot of things and get nowhere, or you could be busy doing a lot of things and have a lot of other people working for you and you get other places quicker than you ever could on your own. So today, I want to talk to you about 10 ways you can outsource some of your household tasks, things maybe you haven't even thought about, that will free up more time for you to do what you love. So the overall premise is, if you are organizing your house, focusing on organizing your house with the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge, or you know, you're just reading about organization ideas, or maybe you're growing your own professional organization business, and that's why you listen to my podcast. Organization is the reason why you come to me for information. I help you with organization. For the vast majority of you, organization is a tool that allows you to do something else. Your career, your kids, your marriage, your hobbies, whatever. Like, you're trying to get more organized so that you have more time to do the things that you love. And organizing is not one of them, but it's a means to an end, right? So for me, organizing is a means to an end, but it also is my business. So I have a double, you know, reason that I want to do organizing. So over time, I have hired a lot of people to help me both at home and in my business. And I'm only going to talk about the people that you can hire today. I'm not going to talk about outsourcing tasks to your spouse, to your children, to family members or friends. And the reason why is a couple of reasons. Number one, not everybody is married. Number two, not everybody's children are capable of taking on the tasks that you think they can do. Like, maybe you think that their kids should pitch in more around the house, but maybe the kids are not capable of doing that. Or maybe there are other circumstances you don't know about. Maybe you live in a city and you don't have any family members that you can have watch your kids for you while you clean the house one day. Maybe every time you want somebody to watch your kids, you have to pay for that. So I'm talking to those of you who are in the situation where you've already gone through all of the quote unquote free type help that you can get with family members, spouses, kids. You've streamlined as much as you can. You've eliminated all the things that you don't want to do or you want to do, but there's not enough time, so they're not that important. Today, I'm just talking about the things that A, either have to get done, or B, you really want to get done. You don't have the time to do it, and you don't have anybody free that you can use to do it. How can we get some of these things done? Now, some of these might surprise you, as some of them are going to be very, very obvious, and you've heard of these before. But hearing of 10 different ways where you can outsource household tasks, I want you to think of this list as far as, okay, maybe you have no extra money whatsoever and you're never going to do any of these. Or maybe you could earn some extra money doing these for other people. How about that? You could start your own little side business. You'd advertise it on TaskRabbit or Thumbtack or something like that. But these are all things that every woman pretty much needs to do and doesn't necessarily have time for. You might get some ideas of things you can outsource, things that you could turn into a business, or just really recognize how many different tasks you do every week. Like, when I added up every task that my husband and I did that was household related, we were spending 35 hours a week on household related things. Cooking, cleaning, laundry, bill pay, grocery shopping. It was 35 hours worth of time That is almost a full-time job, just making sure your family has what they need. All right, so let's get started. Number one, let's talk about clothing, because, you know, if we aren't dressed, we can't leave the house. And a lot of these involve us leaving the house. So obviously, you could send your dry cleaning out to be done, but you can drop it off yourself and pick it up yourself, or you can save yourself even more time by having the dry cleaning company come pick it up at your house and drop it off at your house. So that's a pretty obvious one, right? Well, what I also researched last week personally was, how much would it cost if the local dry cleaner that I use, they also offer a laundry service? And I've heard of other entrepreneur men who are not married that don't do their own laundry. And it just blew my mind. Like, people don't do laundry. How do you get dressed? Do you just buy new clothes every day? Like, I didn't know what you would do if you didn't do your own laundry. Well, you take it to the dry cleaner and they do it for you. So where I live, it is $1 a pound. So I tried it 1 week. I did all my own jeans and towels because those are bulky and big and heavy, right? And I just sent the other stuff, and they have a 10-pound minimum, and I think I had 12 pounds. I get the premium service, so it was $1.39 a pound instead of $1.20 a pound, which meant they hung everything up. Now, if you are just depressed and you're looking for something that would be really fun, take 10 pounds of laundry to a place that has a 10-pound minimum and pay the extra 13 cents a pound or whatever it is for them to do the premium hang-up service. This is the best. They hung up every single one of my daughter's camis on a different hanger. They hung up my bra, like it was an actual bra on a little person, on the hanger. Like, it was hysterical how well my laundry, I've never had my laundry done so well ever. And I think it was like $22, which is a lot. Like, that's a lot of money if you're going to spend it on laundry. But that week I didn't have any time. And I thought, you know what? When I get super busy and we're organizing a bunch of houses and I can't keep up, you better bet I'm going to be dropping my laundry off because they do such a great job. And for $22 for what would have been two loads of laundry for me, and it's all the things that take forever, socks and underwear and all of that stuff, that would have saved me so much time. All right, number two is house cleaning. I'm not going to go into this one in great detail, but I have cleaned houses and I've had my house cleaned, and I love house cleaners. Number three is school transportation. Now, public schools typically have a bus. You might not even think about transportation, but private schools typically do not. And especially since my kids' private schools are too far away to get the school transportation, I have to arrange my own. So for one of the schools, we have a private bus that all the parents have gone together and contracted, and that takes one of my kids to school. The other one, I have to drive to school every day. I tried a carpool. That worked for a little bit, but in high school, it's really hard to carpool. So I have to drive him every day, and I spend 20 hours a week just driving to and from school. So when I realized that I could not pick my daughter up at the bus and get my son home from school at the same time, I had to get creative last year. And what I did was I went on care.com and I found a babysitter that was willing to do transportation. It turned out to be like a high school senior. And she would pick my daughter up from the bus, take and get her a $1 chicken sandwich at Wendy's and an ice water, so she had a little snack after school, take her over to the library, spend an hour, do all of her homework with her, and bring her home to our house. So I think I paid $15 a day is what I paid for her to do that 1 hour with my daughter. And here's what I got. I got my daughter to have an after school snack. I got all of her homework done, and I got her delivered to our house for $15. Now you may say, okay, that's a lot of money. Yes, but I couldn't physically be in two places at one time, so I didn't have a choice. Like, I had to do something. My husband wasn't going to take off work every day to get our daughter. So that was how I solved the school transportation issue. The next one is anything that involves your yard or driveway outside. So most of us know that you can hire a lawn care service to cut your grass. We don't do that. Greg cuts our grass, but we do hire a fertilizing service to come and do the fertilizer. So we decided Greg could cut the grass. That was no big deal. But fertilizing, like, left to our own devices, the yard just never got fertilized, and we really hate dandelions, so we pay for yard fertilizing. Another thing is snow removal. We live in Ohio, so we get a lot of snow. So you can have your snow removal done. You can have your leaves done. And a lot of these things you don't have to pay for every single time. But if you're in a busy season in your business, or your kids have been sick for a while and you're just drowning, you can hire these kinds of services to get you caught up again. All right, number five is outsourcing shopping. Now, I've talked a lot on the blog about this one. I love to outsource my shopping to Amazon. As a matter of fact, my husband just took over doing all the bills today. And he saw how much I love to outsource all of my shopping to Amazon. Like, literally, the kids will walk in the room and go, my headphones are broken. And I'll just pull out my phone, order headphones, click, you know, one click shopping or whatever, and they're on their way. I don't even think about it. Because for me to go to the store to get headphones to come back, that's going to be 40 minutes round trip to go do that. And the odds of me doing it within 2 days are very, very low. By the time I would actually get to the store, Amazon's already delivered the box. So I outsource almost all of my shopping to Amazon. Here in Cincinnati at Kroger, you can go online and order all of the groceries that you want, and they'll have a person go pick it all for you, and then you just show up and pay for it. I haven't done that service yet, but I'm really, really tempted to. As a matter of fact, I think if I show Greg how to do that, that's how we're going to do grocery shopping from here on out. The number six thing that you can outsource are projects. So a lot of times you have projects that you want to get done. Now, part of it, like, I love to do projects. So a lot of the projects at our house, I will save until summer or winter or the kids' school breaks. And that's when I really say, okay, I'm going to tackle this one project. But sometimes there are projects that you want to get done, like for a holiday gift or a graduation, or there's an event that this project needs to be done for. You can outsource that. So there are people that will take all your kids' school shirts and turn them into a quilt. You know, I will take all your photos and make them into a photo album, or your VHS tapes and turn them into CDs. A professional organizer will come in and organize your whole basement, and that's a project that's been on your list. So you can usually find people who will want to do your projects for you. You can also outsource making your meals. So you can outsource them to yourself, which is what I've started doing. So once a month on a Sunday, I go get everything I need and I make 10 freezer meals in a couple of hours and put them in our freezer. So I've kind of outsourced meals in that I prepare it all at one time and then I put it in the freezer and pull them out as we need them. Another way to outsource them would be one step further, where you actually go to a place like Dream Dinners, or I think there used to be My Girlfriend Kitchen. I don't know what they're all called, but they're the same exact thing, where you make the freezer meals, only you make them there instead of your own house. And most of those places will have an upcharge where you can, instead of making your own freezer meals, you pay X amount extra and they'll actually make them for you, and you just pick them up already bagged and ready to go right in your freezer. Oh, number eight was grocery shopping. I already said that, back with shopping. So you've heard that one. Number nine is bookkeeping, money management, bill pay, filing, and automation. So I've lumped all of this into one. And I know often as a small business owner, eventually you'll hire a bookkeeper after you've been in business a few years and you're profitable. You'll get a bookkeeper. And so what the bookkeeper will do is they'll come in and they'll record all your income, all your expenses, balance it all for you, keep all of the receipts for your taxes. But your home, you are the CEO of your home. And if you want to outsource bill pay to somebody, you could do that. You could hire a bookkeeper to do your personal finances. And trust me, after having spent 2 hours with Greg this morning going over how I play the shell game with our money and our bills, he's like, oh my gosh, I don't even know how this has been working for the last couple of years. I'm like, yeah, well, it kind of hasn't, you know, because I was doing it by myself. So now we're going to do it together, which is much better. You know, two people is always better than one, especially if I'm trying to do business finances and home finances and everything else that I'm doing. So you can outsource bookkeeping and money management. And the way I've seen this happen over and over and over again is with the elderly. So they get to a point where they're not physically going to be writing checks anymore, or they have a hard time financially keeping up with all of the bills. Not financially, they have the money in the account, but just this is due on the 10th and this is due on the 14th. And so my mother-in-law actually helps a couple of different families, where she goes in every 2 weeks, I think it is, and opens all their mail, writes all their checks for them, balances the checkbook, gets cash out for them, takes them shopping, you know, grocery shopping and any other shopping they need to do, and then brings them home. So I think she's there like maybe 4 or 5 hours every other week. So that's a service that you could get for your parents if they're at that point. And then the last thing, way to outsource, or the last item you can outsource, is to get a personal assistant. Now, I have to admit, the first time I really suggested this to someone and even thought about it for myself, I thought, well, la-di-da, that you need to have a personal assistant. But it's so true. So many of the people that I organized in the last 12 months, when we got done organizing them, I would look at them and say, you need a personal assistant. Like, and then I became a personal assistant for one of them for a while, because you do. We are so busy today, and we underestimate the amount of things that are on our plate. You know, 40 years ago, being a wife and a mother and taking care of your home was a full-time job. Now today, you're a wife, a mother, you take care of your home, you usually have a full-time job. And 40 years ago, those kids went to a school that they could walk to down the street. Like, their schools were not 30 minutes away in each direction. You know, they weren't spending 20 hours of that mothering time driving like we are. Like, really look at your time. I have a part-time driving job. I have a full-time housekeeping job. I have a regular job. I'm a mother. I have all of these roles. I have too many roles. And when you get to the point where I am, where you have all of these roles that you love, I love every single thing I do, it's physically not possible. And something is going to suffer, or you're going to outsource some of it. So last year, I outsourced dry cleaning, but not laundry. We outsourced fertilizing, but not grass cutting. I outsourced 2 days of driving my daughter, but not, you know, the other days that I drove my daughter. I outsourced some of our shopping, but not our grocery shopping. See how I made choices? Because that way, I did the majority of the school driving, but not all of it. I did the majority of the laundry, but not all of it. I did the majority of the shopping, but I didn't physically do all of it. And I was able to piecemeal that quilt together to get everything done to the level I wanted it done, so I would still have enough time on a Sunday to read a book for a couple hours or go for a walk with Greg every night after work, which is something that I wanted to do to make sure our marriage is the best it could possibly be, because my number one goal is to stay married for the rest of my life. That's my number one goal before anything else ever gets done. And that was the area where I was always cutting short. Whenever the kids needed me, work needed me, the house needed me, I would cut out the time that I spent with Greg. What I did instead was I hired out as much as I could, and I increased the amount of time I spend with Greg. We probably spend 2 to 3 hours a day together now, and it used to be 20 minutes a day. And that was a conscious decision I had to make. So yes, I pay for a whole bunch of things that you probably don't pay for, but I do that so that I can just sit on the back patio with my husband for an hour every day and just talk to him after work and watch an hour's worth of TV with him every night. Probably didn't know I watched that much TV, did you? Right now we're watching the series 24. Let me just tell you, it's like crack. Like, don't start it if you don't have Netflix, because oh my gosh, we'll watch 2-3 episodes a night, and one day we watch six episodes of TV. That's like a ridiculous amount, but we love it. And it's kind of free. Like, it's a very low cost and it's great for our relationship. So I'm just giving you a guilt-free. So a personal assistant, depending on where you are in your career, is a very logical thing to do. So this year for my business, I've hired a personal assistant, and it's awesome. All those things that have never gotten done in my business and need done, Janet is doing them. And it is an investment in my business so that I can work 4 days a week and not five. I've been working 5 or 6 days a week, and I realized that that was way too much pressure on me and our family for me to get my work hours in. I was constantly complaining that I didn't have enough time to work. So what I decided to do was hire Janet. She works 1 day a week for me fully as an assistant. She does other stuff on other days. But I just put everything that I can have her do on that 1 day. And then I work 4 days a week. So last week when Joey was sick, it was no big deal that I took Monday off. And this week, since Greg is home on Friday, it's no big deal that I'm taking Friday off. Next week, Labor Day is on Monday. I'm recording this early. It's no big deal I'm taking Monday off. But I usually can find three, four days a week where I can really pedal to the metal, work my business. And now I don't have to sacrifice the goals I have for my business, for my family, and vice versa, because I'm using a personal assistant to do a lot of those tasks that would eat up the repetitive time that I need to do. All right. I hope that that has inspired you, given you ideas of just out of the box thinking. I'm a huge out of the box thinker. Like, there's no problem that can't be solved if we don't think about it from a bazillion, jillion different angles. And like I said, maybe you'll never do any of these things, but if your whole family gets the flu for a month and you're drowning, I want you to know what? To get out of that, take all your laundry and have them do it at the laundromat. It'll be the best $100 you ever spent. Or go hire some high school kid to pick up your kids every day after school for a week while you're going to immerse yourself in organizing your house, and you're going to get them to school, and then you're not going to leave the house the rest of the day for a whole week. You're going to hire some high school kid to pick up your kids and take them to all their activities that week. This is just the kind of stuff that you need to do to get to the next level, to achieve that goal, to really set aside some bulk time so that you can do what it is you want to do. Have a great week.